We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, also CEO and founder of Mage LLC. For those of you who think that I have a full-time radio podcast, it's not true. My real job is Mage, management consulting. This is quite a fun hobby of mine. I want to thank our guest host, Evan Macedo of Sabres and Wallach, who's been hosting us and sitting beside me through all these segments.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's a pleasure to host the show. I'm the Director of Operations and Finance of Sabres and Wallach, and I look forward to our next guest, Wayne Slattery.
Great. Well, you took my fire away, but it's Wayne Slattery, Financial Advisor, Sabres and Wallach. Welcome, Wayne.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I've been a financial advisor my whole career, 15 years with MetLife, and they sold. And luckily, through that transition, I was fortunate enough to end up here at Sabres and Wallach, and I'm beyond happy. I've been here since late August.
Right. Are you in sales?
Yeah. So, yep, correct. As a financial advisor, my job is meeting with clients, businesses, and facilitating all of their financial needs and goals.
So you came from a big corporation. What do you think the competitive advantages of Sabres and Wallach are?
It's a massive difference. The advantages working as an independent, which is here at Sabres and Wallach, means I can work with any company out there at all. When I worked for MetLife, it's a proprietary company. You're supposed to mostly sell MetLife products, and I was limited in the scope of my business. So the world is my oyster now, and that helps my clients a lot as well.
So you're saying that you service your clients better because you have more tools in your bag?
100%. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely, right. Yeah.
Because you're independent now and you can purchase from anyone.
Exactly. I can use whatever specific vehicle is best to meet my clients' goals at the time. So it's exciting to be here to be able to do that for my clients and for myself as well.
Great.
Great. And I know financial advisors is a very broad spectrum because mm-hmm. You could be a financial advisor in many different things. Mm-hmm. Is there anything in particular that you specialize in?
I like to primarily focus on retirement planning. It's not that that's all I don't only do that. However, it's a really good part of my business, really big part. So, you know, people that are getting close to retirement, developing strategies to meet their goals as far as income, life insurance, long-term care, that type of stuff. That's where I focus primarily.
Okay, and then I also have another question. I always hear about annuities. Mm-hmm. You know, some people love them, some people hate them.
Sure.
What is an annuity exactly? And maybe what are some of the misnomers about annuities?
It's a good question. I've met with many people that have said right away, you know, I don't want an annuity. And the problem is they don't understand what it is. An annuity is simply a financial vehicle that is features. One of the features is tax deferral. And then on top of that, you can purchase different riders that offer different guarantees. There's a lot of different types of annuity. I compare it to the word transportation. So, you know, some forms of transportation are great for you. Some might not be so great for you. You know, if you wanted to get kids to school, you might want a school bus. But a bicycle is probably not going to help since you can only fit one person. They're both means of transportation, but they're two very different. Same thing with annuities. There's a lot of different types, and specific ones are good for specific people. Not one is good for everyone. So that's one of the ways I kind of explain the word annuity. There's a lot of various types.
Okay. Another question that I had, you know, we were speaking a little bit before today's show, and you know, you were informing me that some of these could be used to people's benefit if you're approaching a downward market. Could you kind of elaborate to the audience a little bit more of kind of what that looks like?
Absolutely. So where annuities can come into play to protect you against a downward market are in a number of ways, depending upon the stage you're in. Three different stages of retirement and investing: accumulation, distribution, and conservation. In the accumulation phase, the first part is whatever money you put in is typically guaranteed and will get a guaranteed growth rate. Also, you'll have the potential to lock in market gains on an annual basis. So that's one way. And then in retirement, if the market drops, you're still going to get the same amount of income. Even if you run out of money, you're still going to receive income. So you're protecting your income against the down market by using the guarantees inside of annuities. So those are where they really come into play on retirement planning sides against down markets.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
Did you have enough follow-up or no?
No.
Okay. Do you have any case studies? If you know, or not, I'm going to actually change my question.
Sure.
Looking out in 2019, what are the things you think companies need to be most concerned with?
Companies?
Companies and individuals. What do you think are the big things that we need to look at and plan for? Because there's changes going on.
Sure. Absolutely. I think there's obviously been a massive tax, tax change. So taxes are always at the forefront of my clients' minds. So, you know, annuities, one of the benefits is it's tax deferred, meaning just like your 401k, your growth until you actually withdraw the money, and then you only pay taxes on the amount you withdraw. So that's one advantage of using annuities to invest. As far as changes goes, we've had the greatest 10-year run in the stock market historically. And if you look historically after that, what typically follows is a bad 10-year run. So, you know, using an annuity to lock in all the money you've made and lock in the market where it is now, and then get growth upon that at a guaranteed basis is another strategy we're using with a lot of my clients.
Speaking of your clients, mm-hmm. What are some examples of, you know, what do they look like? How old are they when they come to talk to you to ask these questions? Mm-hmm. How much money do potentially they have? And I know annuity is just one bucket that you can put your money in. Sure. Where else are they putting their money?
That's a great question. So there's no one-stop shop, even for annuities. So when I work with clients, we do a blend of annuities to meet their expenses, get that guaranteed income amount that can never run out. But we'll also balance that with some wealth management so they can have more of a liquid access to cash, have a higher potential for growth, and a little bit of more exposure to the market. But you want to make sure at retirement that you have at least your expenses covered with a guaranteed paycheck, whether it's a combination of a pension, Social Security, and then you fill in the blank with the annuity. And then we use a little bit of wealth management as well. So it's and the right blend is different based upon each individual person and their goals.
Okay. So. And I always hear a lot that a lot of people older in their careers, maybe in their 50s or their 60s, they've accumulated all this wealth. Mm-hmm. They've had a fantastic 10-year run in the stock market, as you were just speaking about, mm-hmm. but they're very worried about what's going to happen over the next 5 to 10 yep. years. Is there anything that they can put their money in that will kind of safeguard them against the market?
There is. The only thing, to be honest, is typically going to be an annuity, and there's, again, various types, depending upon their goals. It would depend upon what they're trying to do, but an annuity to protect what you have now would absolutely be smart. And a lot of people that I'm meeting with are doing that because they don't want to take the risk in the market. They'd like to see if the market keeps going great. I want to capture some of that upside potential, but if the market drops 40%, like in 2008, and I have to retire in a few years, I don't want to lose, 40% of my $1 million that I worked so hard to put away.
Wayne, if somebody wants to find you at Sapers and Wallach, how would they do that?
I would say call Evan and have him track me down. No. On the website, my email address is wslattery@sapers-wallach.com. I can give you my phone number if you'd like
sure.
to. Yeah. 603-944-1697. That's my cell. Call me 24/7.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today, Wayne.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And thank you, Evan Macedo, our host for the show. And we're on to the next one.
Fantastic. It's been a great run and a pleasure being here.
Great. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more interviews from Sapers and Wallach after these messages.